Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us. Please remain standing and I'll read you the gospel of today's Mass. That taken from St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus obliged his disciples to go up into the boat and to go before him over the water till he dismissed the people. And having dismissed the multitude, he went into a mountain alone to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat in the midst of the sea was tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking upon the sea. And they, seeing him walking upon the sea, were troubled, saying, "It is an apparition," and they cried out for fear. And immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good heart, it is I, fear ye not." And Peter, making answer, said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee upon the waters." And he said, "Come." And Peter, going down out of the boat, walked upon the water to come to Jesus. But seeing the wind strong, he was afraid. And when he began to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus, stretching forth his hand, took hold of him and said to him, "O thou of little faith, why dost thou doubt?" And when they were come into the boat, the wind ceased. And they that were in the boat came and adored him, saying, "Indeed, thou art the Son of God." As far as the words of the Holy Gospel, please be seated. The collect of today's Mass is beautiful as well. I'll read that to you in case you don't have your missal for the octave day. O God, whose right hand upheld blessed Peter walking upon the waves, lest he should sink, and delivered his fellow apostle Paul when shipwrecked for the third time from the depths of the sea, hear us in thy mercy and grant that through their merits we may obtain the glory of everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I always like the analogies and the feasts of the holy apostles because of all the talking about the ships and the waves and the possible shipwrecks and not so much the adventure maybe as the fear of it all, the fear that the apostles went through and how our Lord always came through for them. And that's sort of what our whole life is like. St. Therese of the Little Flower, she always said, "This earth is not our home, but our ship." And then all the desert fathers talked about how we are truly on our ship. It is not our home, but sort of a passageway on this earth. And the waves symbolizing all of the adversity, whether it be some sort of a trial or a temptation. And life is filled with that. For all of us. For example, I want to start perhaps from time to time reading you the martyrology I told you some of you about the other day. The martyrology is every day during Prime, which is part of the priest's divine office, we read a short summary of all the saints, or most of the saints, that the church honors the following day. And so I'll read to you the martyrology from yesterday. So these are the saints that I'll tell you about now that we are honoring actually today then. It says in the martyrology, in Judea, the holy prophet Isaiah, who was sawn asunder under King Manasseh and was buried under the oak at Enrogel beside the flowing of the waters. And then at Rome, there was a holy martyr, Tranquillinus, who is the father of the holy martyrs Mark and Marcellian. He had been converted to Christ by the preaching of the holy martyr Sebastian, baptized by the blessed priest Polycarp, and himself ordained a priest by the holy pope Caius. He was praying at the grave of blessed Paul upon the octave day of the apostles, when the pagans under the emperor Diocletian tried and stoned him. And so he finished his testimony in the year 286. At Fiesole in Tuscany, the holy martyr Romulus, bishop of that see, a disciple of Peter. He was sent forth by the apostle to preach the gospel, and when he had proclaimed Christ in many places of Italy, he came back to Fiesole, where he and many companions were crowned with martyrdom under the emperor Domitian. In Campania, the holy virgin and martyr Dominica, from the 4th century. Under the emperor Diocletian, she was condemned to the beasts for breaking idols, but the beasts did not harm her. She was then beheaded, and so passed away to be ever with the Lord. Her body is kept with great reverence at Tropea in Calabria. On the same day, the holy martyr Lucy, a companion by race, who, being tried and sharply tormented under the vicar Rixius Varus, turned him to Christ, with whom were joined in Antoninus, Severinus, Diodorus, Dion, and 17 others, who all suffered and were crowned together, and elsewhere many other holy martyrs, confessors, and holy virgins. And so you see, even in that short martyrology for the day, most of them actually did suffer martyrdom. It was all the waves, again, that came upon them. And sure, they feared for their lives and experienced that human fear that we all experience many times. Now here, I think, is what I really want to speak to about today. Those contrary winds that come in against the ship, we'll call it this ship, the ship of our soul. And all of these winds being temptation, and for a soul that wants to serve God, there's no greater trial than to be tempted. It destroys a piece of the soul if we're not careful, and is a really heavy cross to bear. But all these contrary winds come, but it's our duty, remember, to, no matter what happens in this world to us, to keep our soul at peace. Because unless our soul is at peace, we can never truly serve God the way that we ought. How do you keep your soul at peace when the world is what it is, and politics are what they are, and everything seems to be going downhill very quickly, and then we have our own personal problems and our daily temptations? How can one possibly keep his soul at peace? Well, first of all, pray. It's said in the beginning of the gospel today that our Lord had to dismiss the disciples. In a way, he had to force them to leave. They wanted so badly to remain with our Lord, but he had to force them to go, and then he went up into a mountain to pray. I think that it was a good thing, obviously, that the disciples loved our Lord so much they didn't want to leave him. And that's how we should be, that we should never want to leave him. That is, our mind should always be on him, and we should always be praying to him. The reason Peter fell in the passion and denied our Lord was because he stayed off at a distance. He went to warm himself by a fire instead of staying close by our Lord's side. He left. That's why he fell. So the first way, though, to preserve peace of soul is prayer. Stay with our Lord. Pray fervently. Just like our Lord in the agony in the garden, it says, and he was in an agony, and yet he prayed all the longer because of that. Father, not my will, but thine be done. So the first way to keep that peace is by prayer. The second is to recall eternal truths. Recall the different teachings of the faith. That, for example, all things, right down to the smallest thing, for example, even the life and the death of a little ant walking on the sidewalk outside church right now, is perfectly plain by God. God sees that little ant and takes care of it and feeds it and everything else. All things are arranged by the hand of our Heavenly Father, who truly is a Father to us. And all things are for our good. No matter what happens, God arranges it for our good, and God knows best. And then thirdly, we should after recalling these truths and praying to God, we should thank God for the cross. Like Brother Deo Gratias, you remember that story? He was called Brother Deo Gratias because he was always known to constantly throughout the day be thanking God for everything. Deo Gratias, for this cross or this temptation, Deo Gratias. And that is how we should be as well. Thank him. And soon enough, the more you do it, it becomes a habit. And that habit then ingrains itself so that even if at first you have to just force yourself to say the words and you don't really mean them, that happens a lot. We're praying to God and don't mean the words we say. But the more you repeat them, the more it ingrains itself into your mind. And eventually you find that after a while, I actually mean this. Thank you, God, for all the crosses that you send us, all of those contrary winds, and they will lead us to heaven. But stay with our Lord, and today, try to remember this gospel the whole day long, especially in those moments when you want to lose peace of soul over some one thing or another. Remember the gospel, and remember Peter holding his hand out to our Lord and our Lord lifting him up, or Paul being shipwrecked 3 times, and each time our Lord delivering him from the shipwreck. And if you keep this in mind, it'll help you to keep your soul at peace as well and to serve God better. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.